Petula Martins here with the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. More than €800 million of Irish drink exports to the US are in the firing line as a result of US President Donald Trump's latest tariff threat. Let's talk to Pat Rigney, the founder of Shed Distillery, which counts among its brands Drumshambo Gunpowder Irish Gin, Drumshambo Single Pot Still Irish Whiskey, and Sausage Tree Pure Irish Vodka. He joins us on the line from Drumshambo. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Petula.
What was your reaction when you heard about the 200% tariff threat?
Well, I guess I wasn't surprised because we felt particularly let down by the European Commission in targeting bourbon, which with a 50% tariff. And, you know, I mean, it was inevitable that there would be a response from the US of some kind. You know, since 1997, we have had zero tariffs between the US and Europe for alcoholic beverages, and it served us well. I'd also say that, you know, the people in Kentucky and the people who produce American whiskey and so on, they're very much our cousins. We work with them on a daily basis. We bring casks in to mature our whiskey. And indeed, our sister company, Dalcassian, represents bourbon here in Ireland. So we have a very close relationship. And it's a steel and aluminium dispute. It has nothing to do with bourbon and our you know, wine and spirits in Europe. So being brought into it by the European Commission is really disappointing. And they need to address it, and they need to address it immediately.
If a 200% tariff is introduced, what does that mean for your business?
Well, I think for our business, I mean, what's interesting about this, whether it's a 50%, which is the bourbon one, or 200%, you're out of the market at that level. It's such a high level. It's just so expensive. You're out, and so I think this has to be resolved. I believe there's going to be discussions today. I understand the Taoiseach believes that he made a statement yesterday that, you know, including bourbon is an outdated idea. In a dispute that has nothing to do with bourbon. And interestingly, the drinks relationship across the pond is best in class. We have no tariffs. And why should we bring them in now when at this point?
And how important is the US market to your business?
The US market is very important to us. We have a very close relationship there. It's about 35% of our business. We're a family business. We have 100 employees. We're based at a social enterprise in Drumshambo. So, you know, and we welcome a lot of US visitors as well to Drumshambo. So it's very important to us. We're in 80 markets, but the US is a critical market.
You're due to attend Provine, the largest trade fair for the spirits industry, which is taking place in Germany this weekend. That's likely to be a somber affair now.
Well, it'll certainly be a very energetic affair in terms of hopefully at that stage we'll have more information on what's happening on the tariffs. But we'll be meeting markets from all over the world there as well. So we'll be meeting, from Europe, from Asia, from Latin America. So it's a very exciting time. Obviously, this doesn't help. US is very important to us. But we'll be out there doing our best to open up new markets and continue to develop our business.
And what other markets are you exploring?
Well, Europe obviously is important to us, but we're looking towards Asia. We recently started in China. We're in Australia, New Zealand, moving into parts of Africa and Latin America. But at the end of the day, the US is a key market, and this needs to be resolved. We need the European Commission to reverse their proposal on tariffs for bourbon. I mean, this hasn't happened yet. There is time to resolve this. And if they deal with the bourbon thing and start focusing on some, you know, on the steel issue rather than on whiskey, I think we'll have a good solution.
St. Patrick's Day is on Monday. We have a long weekend ahead. Do sales normally go up as people wet the shamrock?
I think maybe in years past, but I think sales are steady. I'd certainly encourage your listeners to maybe this holiday weekend, this Patrick's weekend, to visit your local distillery. We're open 7 days in Drumshambo. We have a wonderful cafe, a shop, beautiful tour. So I think it's an opportunity maybe for Irish people at least and visitors to engage with our offering over the weekend.
We'll leave it there. Pat Rigney from the Shed Distillery, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning.